Some are born Jersey.
I don't start the drama.
Oh, hi.
But I will stop the show.
I say, when you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to lose.
You don't have to pay me a compliment, but you do have to pay me respect.
My nose may be new.
Cheers.
But I could still smell a rat.
I have a new king.
Good job.
Finally.
But I'm still the queen of New Jersey.
Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. So let's flip the table and jump right in. And I just want to start off by saying that last episode was a very unnecessary to be continued because this episode just started off the same, like, Nothing more happened that it needed to be continued. They could have done like a next time and showed a little preview of last night's episode or when you guys hear it 2 nights ago. But yeah, I thought it was definitely very unnecessary. And I thought they could have shown like a little preview like they usually do because there's been like so many to be continued episodes and they could have like not done that. But anyway, starting off, Teresa leaves Jennifer's house. Jennifer calls Teresa. The phone goes straight to voicemail. So we know Teresa is definitely not happy. Then the scene cuts to Jennifer talking to her husband, Bill, and asking him where he is. And she tells him that Teresa left the house abruptly and she didn't know what happened. I think she just knew that she got a call from Louie and then left. Then it goes to Melissa Shore house. Everyone's getting ready and Tracy's talking to her husband about the whole thing and getting ready for Jennifer's house. And then it cuts to Dolores' Shore house where she tells Frank that she's still upset about Jackie questioning her loyalty because, you know, as I said before, Dolores takes that very, very seriously. They all arrive to Jen's house. Margaret asks Jennifer, where's Teresa and Dolores? Jennifer says, well, Teresa left. I don't know what happened to her. And Melissa brought up that she got a text from Teresa not to say anything about Louie. So then they all kind of connected the dots, or I guess maybe Jennifer kind of figured it out that it was because of Louie. And it's funny because Margaret actually says, well, are we still going to get to eat? And that actually made me laugh because I feel like I could relate to that because, like, food is my life. So when she said that, I kind of laughed. The ladies all go inside Jennifer and Bill Shore rental. They start eating. They come back outside. Dolores and Frank walks in. Well, where's Teresa? Jennifer brings up to speed what happened, that Teresa left the house because she got a phone call from Louie. The scene cuts to Louie and Teresa entering the Sprinter van because the Sprinter van has been like a hot topic even in Salt Lake City. Now it's going to be a hot topic in New Jersey. So they get into the van and Teresa breaks the fourth wall because I kind of like a little breaking the fourth wall moment. I loved seeing it in Ultimate Girls Trip that they talked about the cameras and they talked about the show. And I wouldn't mind if Housewives, like the franchises, broke the fourth wall more often. So Teresa says to Louie, there's cameras in here. Louie says he had a tough day. And they all sit down. Margaret says it's a little awkward. Then they all start talking. And they bring up the video and Margaret was like saying to Louie, like, you need to address the video. And Teresa was getting like really pissed off. And like, in my opinion, I don't think Louie owes anyone an explanation. I mean, he's dating Teresa. They're now engaged to getting married. Teresa should only have that explanation. Like, I feel like none of the other cast really needs that explanation. As long as Teresa's okay with everything, why does it matter to everyone else? So after they walk in and they have that little conversation, Teresa and Margaret start going at each other. Teresa's like, he doesn't owe anyone an explanation. You're being nasty. You're being this. You're being that. And Louie tries to like calm it between them because they're both kind of going at each other. And Louie wants to address the video, even though Teresa doesn't want to. But Louie does it anyway. And he explains his story about going to the camp to work out past trauma. Yeah, that's what he said, to work out like past trauma. And that's why he made the video to his ex-girlfriend. And I guess all the ladies don't really like that explanation because In the video, it did look like Louis was trying to, like, propose to this girl, but he said it was kind of like to break up with her. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the ladies didn't love that explanation. But anyway, the conversation then shifts to Joe Gorga, Melissa, and Jennifer, and they're bringing up the post again about Jennifer calling the Gorgas crooks. And Melissa and Jennifer start going at each other, and Melissa says, well, I did that because of the whole reunion thing. Before the reunion, I was pissed at you because of what you said in the confessionals. And Jennifer said she wrote out that post because Melissa wrote out like a whole novel. So Jennifer wanted to say something that stung, and it definitely stung with them because Joe Gorga and Melissa were really upset. And Joe Gorga even said that because of the post, one of his deals fell through. And then Melissa, her and Jennifer start going at it. And Jennifer says that really like set Melissa off. She called Joe Gorga a little bitch girl because he was in Melissa's comments when that whole post happened. So Jennifer was like, oh, and Joe came in like a little bitch girl and he commented, and that really set Melissa off. She looked like she was pissed off. She was red. Joe Gorga looked pissed off, and Melissa got up. I mean, in my opinion, they were both wrong. Jennifer shouldn't have called Joe Gorga a little bitch girl, and I don't think Melissa should have got up, because when she got up, Jennifer, knowing Jennifer, she's not just going to sit there and let Melissa get up and like come at her. So then they both got up, and they got very close to each other, and they started getting a little physical. I don't know. Jennifer, I think, grabbed her wrist, and then Melissa put her hand somewhere else. And then the show security had to come and break them up. And after security and the wives and the husband broke Jennifer and Melissa up, they pulled each other away. Jennifer and Melissa started yelling things at each other, dropping F-bombs everywhere. I don't give an F about you, F about this, F that, F this. And then Jackie comes in saying, like, I'm so done with her. And Jennifer's like, oh, Jackie, you're done with me because of the whole thing that happened. Because she, I guess, well, Jackie's more loyal to Melissa because that's Melissa. She is Melissa's friend. So I guess I see where she's going to be loyal, but I think she could have maybe stayed out of it because I really liked her like defending Jen and being there for Jen. I feel like they could be such a like a powerful duo, and I really would have liked them to develop more in their friendship. But when Jackie took Melissa's side, Jennifer really did not like that. And Jennifer kicked them out of their house, out of Jen and Bill's house. And we see in the scene when the whole fight is happening, Bill is standing on the sidelines. So I think he's like so shocked, and maybe he's a little bit embarrassed about the whole entire thing, that he's kind of standing on the sidelines. After that, Melissa, Margaret, Tracy, and Jackie and their husbands leave Jennifer's house, and they all come to like kind of like a mutual agreement, like Jennifer's not coming to the pink party that's happening the day after. And Jennifer is thinking the same thing. Cut to the next morning. Jennifer comes down. She's with Bill. They're making coffee. Jennifer expresses to Bill like why he didn't defend her. And Bill said he didn't want to get involved in a physical thing, and he didn't want him to get in the middle. And I feel like, I know maybe Bill was shocked and maybe a little bit embarrassed, but I don't know. I kind of feel like Bill should have like stuck up for Jennifer. Because we saw as Joe stuck up for Melissa, Bill should have done the same thing, in my opinion. That's what I think. And I guess it made the other ladies think like Bill doesn't care. Bill's checked out. And I don't think Bill thinks that at all. I think he's still very much in love with Jennifer and loves their family. So I don't think he's checked out at all. But cut to the next scene. Tracy is talking to her husband, Tiki, saying that Teresa should really stick up for her brother after Melissa called Joe a little bitch girl, and Teresa should have stuck up for her brother. Back to Jennifer and Bill's house. Teresa and Louie come down, and they start talking, and Jennifer asked them, well, it wasn't right for Melissa to come at me like that. And Louie agreed. Like, it wasn't right that Melissa got up and came at her. But they were definitely both wrong in this situation, as I said before. But Teresa, she was saying that she wants to help them make up because it's Jennifer is like her best friend and Melissa's her sister-in-law, and she just wants peace between them. We see now that they have peace, but in that moment when they were filming, they were at each other's throats. They were not having it with each other. But I get why Teresa wanted Jennifer and Melissa to make up because they're both close to her and it just would make things easier. And then we go to the Melissa's pink party. All the guests start to arrive. Dolores and Frank walked in first. The other ladies start to walk in. Dolores, Melissa, Jackie, and Tracy sit down at the table. And Margaret says to Jennifer, Margaret says to Dolores, how could you defend Jennifer? And Dolores says, I can't justify all of Jennifer's actions, but you guys really all piled on to her, even though it was just between Jennifer and Melissa, Tracy, Jackie, Margaret, they all kind of like ganged up on Jennifer and she felt very like alone. And so that's why Dolores sticks up for Jennifer. She feels like those girls, they kind of all attack her. It's like four against one. And that's why Dolores said she sticks up for her. After that, Teresa walks in. They all walk into the kitchen. Teresa walks into the kitchen and Joe's there. Melissa starts to walk in and they start talking about last night. Like, why didn't you defend your brother, Joe? Like, why didn't you do that? Tracy starts to step in and was like, Teresa, you got to stick up for your brother. And we see in this episode, Tracy starts getting involved more. I think she got a little more comfortable and now she's starting to talk more, unless the editors just cut out a lot of her talking scenes. But we see in this episode, she's starting to talk a lot more, getting more involved, which I like to see because I really do like Tracy. I really wish they didn't demote her, but they did. Hopefully next season she'll be promoted to full time, but I guess we'll see how the rest of the season plays out and how the fans like her. But anyway, back to the recap. Tracy gets involved and starts sticking up for Melissa and Joe that Jennifer shouldn't have called Joe that name. And Teresa in her confessional was like, why is Tracy getting involved? Melissa and Joe should like shut her up, which is oof. And I know I read an article, I think I also posted it on my Instagram, that Tracy said she got into it a little bit with Teresa. And now we see where they start to get into it. And I think Teresa didn't like because Tracy's an outsider and she's kind of like getting involved in their kind of family drama when I don't think Tracy knew Teresa that well before. Well, she knew Joe and Melissa, but I don't think she knew Teresa to really maybe like get involved so much. And Teresa didn't like that. And Teresa says, I hate fighting with my family. And we saw that in the trailer. And Teresa says that, and I think she starts to break down, she starts to cry, and she walks out, goes onto the deck, and the episode ends there. Then we finally don't get a to be continued. We get a next time on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. We see Melissa and Joe starting their construction for their house. Margaret goes out for lunch with Marge Sr. and brings up that there's some like new allegations about Louis. But the thing that I don't get is like, I could see like Margaret is being, she has concern for Teresa. But now I feel like it's a little like much. I feel like she's like kind of like pushing it a little bit. And Teresa just keeps getting madder and madder. So why does she keep bringing up these rumors? And then they also show that all the husbands go out for dinner. And I like seeing that Bill was sticking up for Jennifer. And the men do not like that. And Evan's pretty much like, well, why are you defending her? She's not a nice person if she's trying to do that and she's trying to look up stuff on me. She's not a nice person. And Bill says, I can't be here anymore. And he gets up and Evan's like, go, leave. And I was like, wow, like we never seen that part of Evan. So he was like really, really pissed off. But we will see how that whole thing plays out in the next episode. And I really hope it's not to be continued because they really did so many of those this season that they're so unnecessary that they really don't need to do them again. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you all enjoyed my recap of Showdown Down the Shore. I hope you all enjoyed, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.